begin a big series in Los Angeles tonight. Dom Cotroneo has host, excuse me, of Brewers Weekly, Brewers Extra Innings. He's our Brewers expert, is with us this afternoon. Hey, Dom, thank you so much for being with us.
Yeah, here we go. Big weekend in L.A.
Here we go. Let's talk about the big weekend in a second. Got to ask you about the series just ended in San Diego. San Diego playing really good baseball. Closed-door meeting takes place yesterday after the game. What do you read into that?
I think it always becomes a little bit of an overreaction once that stuff gets out to the public. I think people are expecting this big rah-rah, slam on the table, you know, everything's going to be, you know, fixed by this one team meeting. There's a lot of things the Brewers are going through right now, most notably with lineup construction, right? Christian Yelich didn't play at all in yesterday's extra inning affair. William Contreras has been DHing more and trying to give him more days off here down the stretch. And they both have moved down in the order. I think that until those two guys start to, you know, play better, for lack of a better term, that the Brewers need to start, you know, collectively playing better as well. Now, at the same time, I think that when you have a team meeting, and Pat Murphy talked about this post game yesterday, saying, hey, when you wake up on August 13th and you're still tied for the best record in baseball, you're doing something right. Every team goes through a bump, and that's what they're going through right now.
All right. Looking ahead, looking forward, we're going to L.A. That could be maybe the thing that will get us the one thing in the way to the World Series. So, I mean, how crucial is it for them to get back on track now?
Yeah, it only gets harder, right? I think the only way out is through, because not only do you have the Dodgers for this four-game set to finish this 17 games in a row stretch, that after you get the Mariners, and the Mariners kind of fall on hard times, you get another division winner in the Atlanta Braves next weekend, throwing in the curveball that is the Little League World Series Classic that you're playing in next Sunday. So it doesn't get any easier here over these next 7 days, and you can really find out what you're made of. Sometimes, you know, Pat Murphy's talked about and talking with guys on the road that sometimes being on the road really is the way that these guys get together and the way these guys are able to make sure that they, you know, find a way to be a team once again and be that great team that they've been the last couple of seasons.
So we'll get the Miz this weekend. The Dodgers have not been playing well the last 10 days or so. How about the last couple of days? Have the Dodgers started to look like the Dodgers?
Yeah, they did play one of the worst teams in the American League, though, and that being the Kansas City Royals. Now, the thing about the Dodgers that doesn't surprise me or doesn't, you know, is on the scouting report. They can pitch, right? That's never been an issue for them the last, you know, few weeks. And the Brewers are seeing the peak of their rotation here, including culminating on Sunday, which will be a really entertaining matchup of Logan Henderson for the Brewers against Tarek Skubal for the Dodgers. You know, the rumored trade that wasn't, that the Tigers allegedly asked for Logan Henderson and the Brewers allegedly said absolutely not. So that would be really funny to talk about coming Sunday. But their offense has been in a weird rut. Now, Mookie Betts has started to wake up a little bit recently. Kyle Tucker has been carrying their offense, which he was not the first couple months of the season. But if there's a time that they're vulnerable, it's the best time to catch him is the regular season, because they get this luxury that they get to coast through the regular season because they know they're in October every year.
All right, I want to go back to the San Diego series, but a lighter question, because I think everybody enjoyed this. Austin Hayes at the dish. Gary Sanchez is on the mound, the catcher. If you want to see what we're going to talk about, text the word watch. Watch to 855-616-1620. This Ephus style, I don't know what you'd call it, is going viral. Take us inside that pitch, Dom.
Yeah, it's just, look, it was an 11-1 ball game. It's meant to be silly. It's meant to be, no one enjoys a position player pitching. I think Gary would be the first to laugh that I'm even, you know, breaking down his pitching mechanics or anything that went into this. And oh, it dropped 203. No, it's gravity. Gravity did all the work on this. He didn't do anything special.
37 miles an hour.
I mean, it was, and unfortunately, that big follow through from Austin Hayes clipped William Contreras. He was okay in the arm. But it was, you know, honestly, position player pitching, no one really enjoys it, including the opposing team, because you're in a lose-lose situation, right? Like, wow, he swung and missed against 37 miles an hour. You're a big league hitter. And then if you hit a homer, it's like, wow, you hit a homer off a guy that doesn't pitch. So everyone just kind of wants to get it over with.
I think if you're Austin Hayes or the other guys, you, to your point, Dom, feel extra pressure. Like, I don't want to go to the dish in that situation, because anything other than a hit is a failure. I would hate to be Austin Hayes or those other guys.
Well, remember, Jackson Chourio swung left-handed earlier this year in St. Louis when they were facing a position player pitching. Just because, let's have some fun with it, have some humor in it. He ended up flying out to center. It was one of the funnier moments of the season.
How popular is The Miz going to be in L.A. coming up on Saturday?
That's going to be quite a matchup. I think for Miz, it's the stardom continues to grow, right? And it'll be a nationally televised game on Fox. We'll have it, of course, on WTMJ. But the Dodgers saw it firsthand multiple times what Miz is capable of last season. Also in the regular season, remember his fifth career start when he struck out 12 against LA and then was named to the All-Star game after that game was last July. Then what he did in the postseason, especially in game three of the NLCS. I know the Brewers got swept, but Jacob Mizrowski was arguably the highlight of that whole series because of the way that he dominated going toe for toe with Tyler Glasnow in that series. So what is he capable of? The could he hit 105 with the adrenaline flowing to face the LA Dodgers? He just wants to give you a quality start and see what happens on the other side.
He's the host of Brewers Weekly and Brewers Extra Innings. He's Dom Cotroneo. Dom, thank you so much.
Thank you.